All right, we're back again, you guys, and it's time to do some predictions for night two of WrestleMania. And just a reminder, we have a 2-minute limit for these matches. We're going to go down the list, and we're going to take turns. No more than 2 minutes to predict these matches. And for night two of Sunday's WrestleMania, we're going to get started with the undisputed WWE Championship match between Cody Rhodes versus Juan Cena. Because Mr. Blood went first this time, let's go with you first, Mr. BT Knight.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for some change in WWE once again. And this time, we are giving the title to John Cena. He deserves it. He needs it. It's number 17 headed his way. There are more stories to tell with John Cena. There is something new to do. Because what else is John Cena going to do after he loses? That's my whole point about it. Cody, I respect what you have done for the past year, but it's time for some new change. It's time for a change. We need something new. So I'm going with John Cena. Let's go.
BT, man, I'm going to have to go against you on this one. I'm going Cody. I'm going Cody here. And you say, oh, like, what is Cena going to do after he loses? Intercontinental. That's it. That is legitimately the only title he needs to become Grand Slam. Intercontinental. If he loses this match on Sunday, Intercontinental. That's the only title that he needs. That is the only title that him and Sheamus both have almost had in their grasp and that has slipped out. If he loses, he goes after the Intercontinental. That's it.
This one has been a difficult one for me to decide because either man can win this and either man can lose this, honestly. If John Cena wins, then that means we get a continued heel John Cena, at least until I would assume SummerSlam. Because I think he's going out as a babyface. I think he's going to be a heel all the way through the summer into the beginning of fall. But if Cody wins, I think that's when a lot of those other fans are going to turn on Cody. And I think that we don't want that. Cody has been a great champion for what they've given. People like Cody's a horrible champion. Cody's not a bad champion. That's what they've written for him. He's doing what they've written for him. The feuds that he's in, they picked. You know, so if it's lackluster, you can blame the writing, but don't act like Cody hasn't been going out there giving it his all every single time. He has. He never phones it in. But I think that Cody, it'd be good to see Cody chasing again. Because you don't need a champion to be the face. But at the same time, in that regard, the reason I'm going to pick Cena to win is not because of the 17th title. I think that's bullshit, the 17th championship. I've never said this yet, but it's bullshit. Because the actual real record that Ric Flair holds isn't 17. Because now the WWE consumed and purchased WCW in their library, but the real number is much higher than 17. That's just the 17 the WWE is willing to talk about. But at the same time, I don't care about that. I care that if he loses, Cena loses, then his heel turn was pointless. Why would you do the biggest fucking thing you could think of in the final year of his career if you were going to make it meaningless
first
fucking match that he had? So it's Cena. He has to. Otherwise, why turn him heel?
Cody crybaby for life. I got Cody, but I have a few predictions about the match. So I think this is going to turn out a lot like WrestleMania 40, but without the Bloodline rule stipulation. Like, for instance, we could get Travis Scott coming out, The Rock coming out. But I think there's two people that you have to have come out to stop them. The one that I would have Travis Scott, you know, like, go against is the only other music artist that's actually had time in WWE, Bad Bunny. I would love to hear the pop for his return. And for the person who's going to stop The Rock, give me a hell yeah. Stone Cold. I got Cody.
Get the dictionary, blood. Get the dictionary.
Cody Crybaby for life.
Smack this man with that dictionary. No, I bet my wife would be really happy to hear that Bad Bunny come out also, but I'm Cody Crybaby for life. I want Cody Rhodes to win. I've always been a way bigger fan of Cody, and I think everything that Cody has done in the WWE and in pro wrestling in general, I just think it's been a lot better than anything John Cena has ever done in his WWE career, including Stardust. Cody Crybaby for life. I need Cody to beat John Cena at WrestleMania, so I'm going Cody Rhodes all the way. So, this next match, you guys.
Did Tommy get to go?
Who cares? No, I'm kidding.
Yes, I did, because I said that BT is wrong here and that Cody's absolutely going to win it, because if Cena doesn't, he can just move on to the Intercontinental.
Okay, nobody is wrong here. These are all opinions, except for if you're Blood, then Mr. Blood, then you are wrong. But moving on, Mr. Blood, don't look at me like that, all right? I'm just kidding.
I really hope that on the way to the arena, you get stuck in traffic. I hope you get stuck in traffic. I hope the bathroom line's too long. I hope the beer that you drink at the stadium is flat. And I hope that the seat you sit in is sticky and someone spilled something in it.
And I hope your pants loses the ability to stop. I hope that when you're in the shower, you go to pick up the soap, and as it falls down, you fall down with it.
You know what? And I don't want it to happen to your son or your wife's seat. I hope they have the best time of the entire weekend. I hope it's you.
Well, that's really sweet of you, Mr. Blood. All right, let's go back to WrestleMania Night 2 of the biggest show of the month in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is your guys's, all of our favorite match right here, the women's triple threat match for the world championship, Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky versus Bianca Belair. Tommy, you're up first this time. Who do you think is going to win this one?
I think that precious little Bianca is losing her streak. As much as I would love for her to continue that little streak of hers, it's not happening. Which means it's down for me to between Io and Rhea. The one that has always beaten Rhea versus the one that hasn't beaten Io yet. The problem here is, and Rhea has said it time and time again, she had Io right there. I'm going Rhea here. As much as I would love for Io to retain that title, I'm going with Rhea Bloody Ripley.
All right, let's see. Blood, go ahead.
This one's actually, just like the last one, this one's really difficult. And I mean difficult only because it's hard to choose between Rhea and Io in this. I have no qualms saying that Bianca Belair is not winning this. She's not even on the SmackDown fucking brand. Or sorry, the Raw brand. So it's like, dude, what do you do? Why do you even go here? Like, you have a whole other feud on Fridays that you just fucking hopscotched out of, but isn't done with you yet. Where's the resolved issues with that shit? No, we're just dropping your part of the story in that? Hell no. Get the fuck back on Fridays. And the thing that worries me is that if they did have Bianca win, we have the draft coming up. And with the draft rules as of last year, champions cannot move brands. So they avoid the whole Becky Charlotte thing that happened several years ago. So if the champions can't move brands, that means they're probably moving Jade to Raw if Bianca wins, and then we're getting their feud that way. But what? Because you know that that Naomi and Jade will conclude here. But what's aggravating to me is that if you put it back on Rhea, everybody's going to say, "Oh, it's going to become Rhea wins Law, Super Rhea." Oh, they always put it on Rhea. Oh, Rhea's the new Charlotte. Yada yada. Then they're going to start dog walking her character as much as possible. But if you put it on, but if Io retains, then we run to another problem. What the fuck do you do then? I said this weeks ago. What stories do you tell with Io? All her promos are in Japanese. I'm sorry, she's a fantastic wrestler. But what do you do with her? Who do you work her with? Every promo is Japanese. I mean, every single fucking match she'll have will be athletic. Great, but where are all the stories? Because you don't have someone who can communicate the way
10 seconds.
You know, anybody else will. My problem is if Io loses, you ruin her character because you just showed us she's a fluke champion every time she's champion. So I think it has to be Io, but I'm not happy about it.
Toxic.
Bianca's losing her streak at WrestleMania. Bye-bye. And Rhea's finally getting to say that she beat Io. I 100% have Rhea, even though she lost the title on a random episode of Monday Night Raw. It's Rhea. But I'm not saying it's completely impossible for Io to lose. I think if Io wins, it's not going to be clean, even though the match is no disqualifications because it's a triple threat. I think possibly we get a return in this match. That return being Asuka. Even I don't know where she's at on her injury. I don't know what she's injured with, but I think she's returning, and that's the only way I see Io winning. That's the only way. Other than that, Rhea's winning 100%.
You all know how much I have hated this feud. I have bashed this feud to oblivion. As shit as the build-up has been, the match itself is going to be great no matter what. But the outcome is not going to benefit the future, as Mr. Blood said. But if I had to pick a winner, the safest option, and it's disappointing, it's got to be Io. She has to retain.
Wow.
Because there is no point in just hot potatoing the title to Io just to make her a transitional champion. There's the same logic with LA Knight, but everybody is going to want Jacob Fatu to win. So nobody gives a fuck about that. But if you do give a fuck about that logic, put it on Io. Would you rather her a transitional champion? Hot potato that back to Rhea, or just give it to Bianca in a needless fucking stay on Raw thing? Or would you rather have Io win it? Just take that into consideration.
Shout out to Popcorn Review. Thank you for the follow. All right, BT Knight got Io Sky. Wow, I wasn't expecting anyone to pick Io Sky, but I get where you're coming from, BT. This is why we've been complaining about this whole entire feud since they put the title on Io on a random Monday Night Raw after she defeated Rhea Ripley. Because I was kind of thinking the same thing that Toxic was saying. Rhea Ripley, if she pins Io Sky, then Rhea Ripley can say, "I finally beat Io Sky." But here's a problem with that. It's a triple threat match. It's not a singles match. So can Rhea Ripley really say, "I beat Io Sky"? No, because Bianca's in there too. All these women have to win or else it's going to end badly for them, I feel like. If Bianca doesn't win, it's not going to be good for her as far as like, what is she going to do next? What is she going to do after? Maybe she gets involved in that storyline with Jade Cargill. If Io Sky loses, then what do you do with her? And if Rhea Ripley doesn't win, it's like...
That's exactly what I said weeks ago. Remember when I said, no matter who wins this, everybody loses. That's exactly what I said weeks ago. It's they booked themselves into a corner, and now each of these girls is going to suffer in one way or another. Rhea becomes the new Charlotte. Oh, she always wins. When in doubt, break glass, Rhea Ripley. Io wins, no story, and they still make her an afterthought and everything else like they always do, just like they did her first title run. And if Bianca wins, the fans turn on her completely, and then you have to turn her heel because they're already in the middle of turning on her. You put that on her when she shouldn't even have been involved in this, and they all know that. You just threw out one of your top baby faces in the women's division all because you didn't know how to book this shit. None of these girls come out of this squeaky clean or in a way that's satisfying.
Yeah, I definitely have not been a fan of how this whole feud and storyline, whatever you want to call it, has been going. The only thing that I would like to see come out of all this is because I'm a huge fan of Rhea, just like I'm a huge fan of Io Sky, but I want to see Bianca win. I want to see Bianca win at WrestleMania because I am looking forward to seeing Bianca turn heel. And maybe if the match with Naomi and Jade Cargill has anything to do with Bianca or this triple threat match, I want to see potentially Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair for the women's title. That's what I want to see somehow, some way down the line. I know it doesn't make sense. They're in different shows and the draft is coming up, but just for that, I want to say Bianca Belair.
I feel like that's crazy. The only way we get to Jade versus Bianca. That's the only reason I would say Bianca would win, and I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Is because it's the only way I think we get there. The problem is, I don't think anybody wants to see Jade as the women's champion.
Well,
she's too green. She's too sloppy. She has great presentation, a fantastic look. But do you think she can carry a fucking 4 to 5 star-esque fucking match in a women's title?
Who cares about that? Who cares about 4 or 5 star matches?
The bell has to ring and then you have to care. You know, like the story could be great, but if the match is crap, who cares? Everybody will care.
If the story is great, then the match will be great.
If they rehearse the shit out of it, sure.
Sure, Mr. Blood. See, how do you go from agreeing with me to disagreeing with me in the same sentence?
It's Blood? Because I agree with your logic of how we get to that title match or that one-on-one match that we do need, and I feel like we should have had it by now. I feel like that should have been the match that Bianca was in this Mania.
You should have just left it at, I agree with you, Snug, you're right. You're because the greatest wrestling right mind of all time.
You are right that we do need that match and that this is the way to get there. But in all honesty, you would have to have Jade lose because she is nowhere near ready to be a world champion.
All right. Another multi-person match. The multi-person match number 8 of the night, it feels like, for the Intercontinental Championship Fatal 4-Way. Bron Breakker versus Finn Balor versus Penta versus Dominic Mysterio. Mr. Blood, I think you're up first.
This one, the thing I can say about all these multi-man matches, because, man, it feels like WrestleMania 2000. But, you know, the thing about these multi-matches that you can really say, so many of these, you just really can't honestly pick an easy fucking winner for nearly most of them, right?
Yeah.
Because you could have Braun retain, right? You could have Penta, the new squeaky toy, you know, get that nice fucking, you know, whatever. But if you're going to put it on Penta and he's only been in the company for 3.5 months, why did you wait almost, you know, 10 and a half months to put it on Jacob Fatu if he wins? You know what I mean? And so it comes down to like, okay, well, not him. But then I think the best story in this 4-man match is the dissension in the Judgment Day between Dom and Finn. I feel like it has to be one of them. And I feel like it has to be one of them in a way that creates a rift and a jealousy that we get another breakup of the Judgment Day, like breakup number 3, right? But I feel like Dominic has to win to push Finn over the edge. So I feel like, because if Finn wins, yay, Finn wins, he's all happy. Now he's not, you know, angry and super passive aggressive every 5 seconds of the Judgment Day. But all those snide, mean things he's been saying to Dom, all the manipulation, all the backstabbing words and the underhanded fucking shit he's been whispering, he would get his comeuppance if Dom somehow won, either by winning by accident or stealing his, or even better, Finn goes for the pin, Dom throws him off and throws him out of the ring, and then he steals the pin. Dom becomes champion, and now you've really got a feud to build between Dom and Finn.
10 seconds.
I think Dominic has to win to push Finn over the edge to turn on Dom.
So I'm in the middle between two, and it's not Bron Breakker. Yes, he's great as the Intercontinental Champion, but I still hate him for dethroning Jay. Still hate him. Don't care what you say, hate him just for that one thing. That spear on Carlito, dope. His presentation, dope. Anything he does in the ring, good. Love it. The other, I don't really see Finn winning because, I mean, he's been on a massive losing streak. Yes, you could argue, oh, but that's a better way. That's a better reason for him to win. I just don't see him winning. That means I'm indecisive between Penta and Dominic. The reason why I want Dom is because his reign as the NXT North American champion was so good. So good. Loved every single second of it. It was something that he could take over to the red brand or the blue brand, show it off, make it look good, and bring some more people over to NXT, like bring some more fans to watch NXT.
Get the dictionary, oh, bud. Yeah. That's what you need right there.
Fuck you. Anyways, I also have Penta because, I mean, he just got there. Wouldn't it be nice to see someone who just got to the WWE win a title that has been historic? Historic. He would, I don't know what about Penta, but I feel like he would make this shine bright like the past champions have. So yeah, my answer is Dominic Mysterio or Penta.
Well, Popcorn Review says he feels like, or they feel like, sorry, that Dom is taking this one and kicking Finn out, or Bron takes it to look strong. Thank you for your prediction there, Popcorn Review.
I want to see Dominic win so badly. I want to see Finn crash out. I want to see him crash out. I want to see it so badly. Please give that title to Dominic. Give every single person who is a fan of Dominic a reason to be a fan of him. He's not just a joke. He's actually talented. Like, he can make you hate him in 6.5 seconds. He has that ability to do that. So I think give him a decent run with that IC title, and that way we can take Finn Balor more serious as a singles competitor as well. So those are my thoughts.
All right, Tommy, and then Snug.
I love the fact that, Blood, you brought up the destruction of the Judgment Day, because that gave me an idea. These two fight it over like a normal Fatal 4-Way would be, but eventually Dom does win, but Finn takes the damn pin. That there would put so much tension in the Judgment Day right there, because Finn would be pissed at Dom for pinning him for the title in the first place, which would eventually break up the entirety of the Judgment Day.
I love that. I love that.
Touché, Tommy.
It's perfect. It's perfect, Tommy.
Damn.
I mean, really, I mean, think about it. It's a great way I mean, because I already want Finn to lose his shit. But if Dom has to pin him in order to win, well, what's Finn's argument going to be? We're supposed to be in this together. Are you going to pin me for the championship? And Dom's going to be like, well, it's a fatal four. What was I supposed to do? It just, like you said, it doesn't matter who wins so long as the title's back home in the Judgment Day, right? Well, I won. So what does it matter? We all won because I won. You're right. Absolutely. And he's going to fucking stab him in the back.
So now gravel at the feet of the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
But yeah, I honestly think that how it should go is the normal fatal four-way. Everybody gets super exhausted until Dom eventually, as Balor is laying
seconds.
On the ring, he does that frog splash and pins Finn for the Intercontinental. That's what I want to happen.
Shout out to Alexis Perez. Penta is going to win, he says. I don't know. This is, man, I'm surprised to hear so many people wanting Dom to win. I thought Dom would be the least favorite out of all these guys to win it. I see why people think Penta should win it, but I feel like it's too soon for Penta. Even though he's been built up in a great way, it took Cody Rhodes over a year to win the Undisputed title. I don't think Penta's just going to come in and, 2 years. I don't think Penta's going to come in and win the title at WrestleMania after being in the WWE, a couple months? The other thing, too, Dominic Mysterio. I would like Dominic Mysterio to win it because he's just had it hard his whole life, you know? He's had a rough life growing up, you know, just having, not really having parents, you know, not really having his dad there for him. I feel like Dom made it a long way from nothing, you know.
Oh God, to living in a mansion. What a hard upbringing.
What do you mean? He was neglected by his father.
My father never talked to me, but my mom and sister were always home to spend time.
He wanted a BMW and he got a Mercedes instead. What kind of shit is that?
I got the wrong car, but my dad is willing to do a custody match against Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. White people problems.
Look, and then going back to what Tommy was saying, how if Dom wins it, that'll set Finn off, and maybe we can see a match between those two. I'm all for seeing Dom versus Finn Balor, but I think Finn Balor has to be the one to win it, and Dom goes after Finn Balor. I think the people would really get behind Dominic Mysterio. If you go that way instead. Either way, we still get Finn versus Dom. So I'm going to go Finn Balor. Yes, Mr. Blood.
I understand your reasoning. I just don't feel like the story really served the way they told it serves it that Finn wins, because Finn has been the jealous one of Dom for weeks now. If you really give him a reason to be jealous, then you kind of get a validated reason for Finn to be the shitbag in this situation. But at the same time, I feel like this entire Fatal 4-Way has honestly been set up just to serve the story of Dom and Finn's dissension from one another. It's really not a story about Bron Breakker defending his title.
No.
It's a story about if Finn or Dom can get along when it comes to this match.
No, you're right, but who's a more believable champion? The guy, Dominic Mysterio, he's great, but he's the biggest chicken shit heel in the company.
Well, that's the point.
Who gets beat up all the time. He doesn't win matches. He just puts people over.
So you put the
Intercontinental title on him?
That's the point, though. He's not believable. That's what sets Finn off, because Finn knows Dom is a chicken shit. Finn knows that he's better than Dom. Finn knows that Dom is absolutely nothing without their help. He knows it. That's why it pushes him over the edge. How are you the fucking champion? I'm the prince.
I'm the leader
of the Judgment Day. How are you? How are you the champion? It should be me. I'm the farmer world. I'm the first ever universal champion. How the hell do you beat me?
After everything.
It serves the ego that it makes him crash out.
After everything,
fodder beat me.
After everything they've done with the Intercontinental title, from Jey Uso to Gunther to Sami Zayn to Braun fucking Breaker, I don't think they should put the title on Dominic Mysterio.
But they put the title on Dom for the sole purpose of Dom is the one transitional champion that is supposed to be, in story, a fluke champion. That's why it makes sense. He is not a workhorse. He is a fluke. He is transitional. It should have been Finn. And Finn knows it, and so does everybody else. And that's why Finn is set over the top.
That's the beauty about this WrestleMania. We have no fucking idea who's going to win these matches.
That's the crazy thing, too. As much as we hated most of these builds, the fun part about it is there's so much guesswork into the winners. And that's kind of what's bringing me back into it. Versus the stories, the fun of not fucking really knowing, because there's so many multi-man matches, it's almost like by making so many multi-man matches, they protected themselves from their own bad booking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because either way, it's going to be shock after shock after surprise, you know? How the, like, all the people who could interfere in every match, all the people who could return in the main events, who could win, how they win, what stories it sets up, it's kind of honestly perfect. Even though the booking wasn't, the confusion of who could win and not being able to really pick definitive winners does make it better.
We got a good question here, but I want to save it for the end of the show after we're done with the review, if we have enough time. Thank you, Alexis, for your question. All right, let's move on here. We got the WWE Women's Tag Team title match. Oh, BT Knight, you're going to have to go first on this one, bud. Because Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez are going to be facing Lyra Valkyrie versus Bayley. BT Knight, remember, we're on TikTok.
Keep your mind straight, man.
TikTok language, BT.
Take it from our truth. Keep it PG.
Okay. Ugh. Fuck you, Liv. Okay.
You wish.
Really?
You said... Really? All right, go ahead. My bad.
Really?
Tell him when he's telling lies.
All right, I'm starting over the timer now.
All right. Liv and Raquel should win. Bayley and Lyra being there, I don't know why they couldn't make it a singles match between those two for the women's IC title. But yet, there's no Chelsea Green on the card. Like, but staying on topic, Liv and Raquel, as much as I fucking hate both of them, they're booking that I actually hate, and the characters. They need to win. Those are my thoughts.
Okay, cool. Thanks for not popping off there.
I'm so proud of you, BT. That was so big of you.
That was very mature of you, Mr. I keep calling you Mr. Blood. BT Knight, thank you for taking the high road there.
Dictionary. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Toxic.
I gotta say, this is the match I'm least excited for. I don't know why. I'm not excited for it. Just not. I have Bayley and Lyra winning this. I feel like it would be fun to see Lyra as a double champ. I don't know why, but it's just weird when there's a champion against a champion. It's just like you want to see that, but you don't know if it's going to be shit. It's not going to be shit. What is it going to be? You don't know. So I have Bayley and Lyra winning this. Blood, I see you with that smart-ass look. You can go. Okay. No. TikTok language.
Apparently, Toxic is Middle Eastern now. All right. Mr. Blood, go ahead.
Listen, Toxic. Listen, buddy. Listen, friend.
Okay, now we're really going to get banned.
What? Middle Eastern? Look, the point is, Toxic. You chose Bayley and fucking Lyra. because you think it'd be exciting to see her as a double champ. Homie, they don't know how to book her right with the title she
it's
has.
It's an opinion. It's an opinion. It's prediction. If you don't like it, don't say anything about it.
Hold on, Toxic. Let him be.
Toxic,
let him be.
I love you. But let's be real. And it's okay, and I respect your opinion, but let's look at the facts. They don't know how to book her with the title she's holding. What are you going to do when you give her
Toxic,
another one?
I got your back, Toxic. I got your back.
You know
I'm about
I mean?
To cook this fool.
It's as fun as it would be to see the two better wrestlers hold the titles, because Lyra and Bayley are better wrestlers. Lyra is criminally underdeveloped, and Bayley is criminally underappreciated. And then you have fucking Liv, who they spent the last year building, and then Raquel, who they spent the last 6 months or so building, back up, and they just won the titles. If we want any of these titles to be important, we cannot keep hot potatoing them onto everybody else. We can't just keep throwing them onto people. You know, and look, here's the thing. Liv and Raquel need to hold those and win, so the Judgment Day can get back to their story of, well, all the titles were with us and we're strong. They need to hold them so when Dom wins the IC, they can all be all celebratory on Monday, and Finn's the sourpuss in the back. Them retaining helps feed the story of his jealousy. He thinks he's the best member of the Judgment Day, even though he won't say it. But how come he's the only one without a title? Because we all know Carlito's just the bag holder. He's the water boy. But out of all the real serious competitors in the Judgment Day, how is the one guy who's the former world champion not a champion? But the two girls still have the tag title. And Dom still has the IC. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be Liv and Raquel for the sheer purpose of continuing the Judgment Day story.
I'm going to go...
Was it opinion?
I'm going to go with what Toxic was saying. Make Lyra double champion.
You forgetting about somebody?
Nope. I'm going first. You can go last. I'm going to say Liv and Raquel have to lose, because it's going to add to the story the dissension that they're trying to build between Dominic Mysterio and Finn Balor. If Liv Morgan and Raquel lose, then Finn Balor is going to come back and be like, what the fuck? What happened to you guys? Or whatever fucking accent Mr. Blood likes to do for Finn Balor. Well, you guys, what happened to, if you listen to Finn, Irish, then you win? Yeah. Well, pretty soon someone's going to break out in like an Asian accent one of these days. I don't know. But if Raquel and Liv lose, then that adds more fuel to the fire when it comes to the Judgment Day breaking up. And you get a double champion out of Lyra Valkyrie, who was really fucking good, by the way. There's a reason why she's Intercontinental Champion. Now, the fact that she's not being booked properly, that's no fault of hers, but that girl can go. She's really good. So I'm going to go with Lyra and Bayley, and also Bayley deserves it. Come on, man. It's Bayley. Give her another title run. So I'm going to go with them to win it. All right, Tommy.
All you're doing is just proving that they're trying to make a copy of Becky. Lyra two belts? Come on.
Oh, no. Lyra's way more entertaining than Becky ever will.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tommy.
I am going to make this 3-2. I'm going with Toxic and with Snug here. I am going here with Lyra and Bayley. I love the two of them, and I get it. I get both of you on why you say, why are we put the tag titles on her when she can't even do anything with the Intercontinental? Are you going to say the same thing when it comes to the United States? Because Triple H in general doesn't know what to do with either of those titles. I'm just saying. And I'm going to impersonate Toxic with what I heard. I am on this side. I'm Toxic here. With the Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
We're still doing accents? What the fuck is going on here?
I heard Dr. Doofenshmirtz. I didn't hear Middle Eastern.
Okay.
Is Toxic having a stroke?
We're going to get canceled, you guys. Shout out to Crash and Burn, who's in the comments, says that you guys are all wrong. Blood will win the IC title. I guess so. I don't know. Do you know another Blood? Because I don't.
What's his name?
Crash and Burn.
Crash and Burn? Oh, that's my boy. You damn right.
All right. Enough of that. Go ahead, Tommy. Finish with that.
Get yourself in there, Continental.
Thanks, nephew.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm sticking here as my final prediction with Lyra Valkyria, not Valkyrie, Valkyria, and Bayley.
All right, Tommy's got Lyra Valkyrie and Bayley. Cool. All right, let's go on to the Sin City street fight between Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. I'm going to go first on this one, fellas. I'm going to go Damian Priest because it's a street fight. It's not a clean one-on-one singles match. If it was, I would say Drew McIntyre. But because there's no disqualification, Damian Priest is going to find a way to screw Drew McIntyre, setting off Drew McIntyre off the edge, making him go crazy, and we get more matches out of this. So I'm going to go Damian Priest, and I'm going to go back to Tommy. You go first.
I am also going Damian Priest. This is Damian's specialty. This match is like CM Punk in the trap match. The fact that he hasn't lost a single one of those. So I'm absolutely with you here, Snug, with Damian Priest beating Drew McIntyre. And hopefully he can get that necklace back faster than CM Punk did with the damn bracelet.
Crash and Burns says four letters, one word. Yeah, I'm not doing that. All right, go ahead, Mr. Blood.
It's okay, Crash and Burns.
No, four letters, one word.
So I'm going the opposite way. As much as I love Damian, and I'm so proud of him for the last year, the year he's had. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that, like, if you remember when he came on as, like, the Archer, and he was very forgettable in the mid-card, no one remembered it, and just, he's really come into his own. I am so impressed with Damian Priest. I hate the people try to call him the Timu Undertaker. Fuck that, man. He's his own guy. He's his own guy with his own style. Undertaker is goth. He's punk rock. There's a difference. But I got to give it to Drew. And the reason I got to give it to Drew is because Drew last year, you know, he was a team player. He won the title and then he agreed to lose it in 5 minutes, right? He lost the feud to CM Punk, even though he spent a year building it by himself. And then he gets kicked out of the Royal Rumble by Damian. His spot's interrupted by LA Knight. He has that furious outburst that was reported backstage later that same evening where he was upset about his direction for Mania. He was upset about the spot being messed up. I feel like you got to give to Drew for a couple different reasons. One, he just signed a new contract with you last year when he wasn't even sure if he was going to or not. He's been a team player for over a year and he needs a win. He wins on Monday Night Raw, but he needs a big fucking win, right? He wins on SmackDown, he wins Raw. He needs a Mania win that isn't taken away from him and negated in 5 fucking minutes and 35 seconds, right? As much as I love Damian, Drew lost the strap match. He lost the fucking Hell in a Cell match. He lost the Royal Rumble. He's got to have something given to him, right? And I think this is it. So I got to go with Drew. And then I think, like Snug said, I agree. I think it continues maybe to Backlash or something. And then we get another match. Maybe this is a three match feud. Maybe we get a rubber match after that. Maybe at Money in the Bank or something. But I agree with you. This can't be the end of this feud because Damian's still got to get that necklace back. But Drew's going over.
And Toxic.
I'm going Damian. I just hate Drew McIntyre. Hate Drew McIntyre. Hate him. He is the biggest hypocrite on the entire WWE roster. Well, actually, besides Seth Rollins, but that's besides my point. I don't like Drew. Don't like the way that he's gone, and I've hated him ever since. I can't even remember. I just don't like Drew. And plus, street fights are Damian's specialty. He knows how to work street fights because, as stated throughout the, three feuds that Gunther and Damian has, that Damian started on the street. That's where he started all of it. That's where he started all of it, on the street. No disrespect. He's come a long way. So if anyone knows how to work a street fight, it is the person that is going to make Drew McIntyre rise and pray.
All right. Let's go AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. I'm going to go first again because, I mean.
You forgot B.
Oh, my bad, BT. I thought.
Motherfucker! I have been wanting to talk about this for a while. What the fuck?
Go ahead.
Jesus. Most underrated feud going into Mania. I've seen a lot of people hate on this feud. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand it because they've had a decent story and a decent build going into it. Like, I'm pretty excited for this match. But I gotta give this win to Drew. I gotta give it to Drew. Because people always talk about, like, Snug was talking about, I think it was either Snug or Tommy. They were talking about, like, there'll be more story development going into it after Damian wins. When does Drew get the payoff if that happens? Because he's, like Mr. Blood said, he's been a team player for ages, ever since CM Punk came back. And he lost the feud to CM Punk, which I personally feel like he should have won. But they were pushing CM Punk to be the next big fucking thing in WWE. Like, he's always been the biggest thing in WWE, but that was the theory of why he got the win over him. But I want Drew McIntyre to win so that they can pay him off well. So those are my thoughts.
All right, now I think we all are ready to move on to the next match, AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. AJ Styles, I got AJ Styles. Let's go back to you, BT.
I want Logan Paul to win because of the segments and the clips that we've been seeing from Karrion Kross. Because I feel like they can do something with that. And especially with what Karrion Kross has been pushing with his narrative. If AJ Styles loses and Logan Paul wins, Karrion Kross is going to go into a fit. And with the way that they had repackaged him on, I think it was either, it was this past Monday Night Raw that he fought AJ Styles, wasn't it? The way that he is being presented, I feel like they can do something with that. So I'm very excited to see what they could do, but I want Logan Paul to win that match for that to happen.
Do you really want a person who has been a literal meme to win over, in my opinion, a wrestling legend? AJ Styles, he's known everywhere in TNA and WWE. Logan, he's only known on the internet. Known for making Prime. That's somewhat shit. No. Logan does not need to win this match. Yes, he's becoming more and more amazing in the ring. Yes, I will give him that. He has all the talent in the world. But he just doesn't know how to execute it properly, how to do something in the ring without being the cocky son of a bitch that he is. Which, yes, I get it. He's a heel. He's supposed to do that. But with him, I feel like he's just doing it because that's how he knows. That's how he was even before in wrestling.
This is my least. I don't give a shit about this match. This is the one match in the card that as much as I hate the women's triple threat, as much as I don't care about Rey Mysterio versus Americano, I genuinely do not give a flying piss about. This is the match I'm going to get up, go take a piss, maybe take the dog out to the bathroom. Probably going to, you know, refresh my beverages, make sure my phone's not overheating when I'm live streaming the whole thing. But this is the one match that I just do not care about at all. Logan Paul, as talented as he is in the ring, a lot of that comes down to the reported amounts of weeks and weeks of rehearsal he is given to go through to get his matches down correctly that a lot of other people are not afforded. And it's been touched on that they rehearse his shit for weeks before his matches. So as good as he is in the ring, it's only because he's constantly given time and help over and over and over again. If he said that I got signed to Monday Night Raw, I'm full-time contract. Really? You've wrestled like what, once now? Maybe twice on Monday Night Raw since the Raw Netflix? Once? Great, so you're full-time and you've wrestled, but you get a schedule like Roman Reigns, who's been there for 14 freaking years and paid his dues. Look, Logan Paul is that bully you had in school that actually didn't peak in high school and did get to be successful, even though he shouldn't have been. Because in real life, he is a cocky son of a bitch who is an asshole, right? That's a stated fact. He is exactly what you think he is. So with that being said, the idea of him getting to go over on AJ pisses me off to no avail. So even though I think he's going to win,
10 seconds,
I feel like AJ deserves it just because it's one fucking AJ Styles. But two, AJ just lost the last feud he was in against goddamn Cody. But I think it's going to be Logan. I think it's going to be Logan because they're going to tell a story with AJ and Karrion. And they're probably going to use AJ to help Karrion get over.
And Tommy.
I'm with it. I'm with Logan. The problem here is Logan's side is so unpredictable. You don't know who this man is going to have in the front row. You don't know if the random human-sized prime bottle is going to show up and have somebody like Kai Cenat inside of it. You don't know. And with Logan, every match that he's in is an absolute banger. Every single time. You cannot name a single match that Logan has been a part of that hasn't gone viral in some sort of way or is just an absolute banger in general. You just can't. So I'm going with Logan here. Even though, as Blood said, his schedule is more like Roman Reigns, who has paid his due time after time. He finished his sentence but committed no crime. Yes, I just quoted Queen there. At this point, it has to be Logan. It just has to be. As much as I hate the thought of Logan going over the legendary AJ Styles, it's just 10
seconds. All right, and before we get out of here, guys, those are all the matches that we have so far, but there's still one more Friday Night SmackDown left, and it has yet to be announced who Randy Orton is going to face, because there's no way Randy Orton is not going to be at WrestleMania. Let's be honest, guys. Who do you guys think, last question of the night of this WrestleMania prediction episode, who do you guys think Randy Orton is going to face at WrestleMania? Who wants to go first? Blood.
Large part of me still thinks that Kevin Owens' injury is a work, and I think that the one of the major angles of Friday's go-home show is I think Kevin's going to attack Randy, and it's going to get made into an official match. Because, look, how many wrestlers have worked hurt with bad necks? I mean, we said this before. Seth worked on a fully destroyed and obliterated knee for 3 months and then still did two back-to-back matches, closing and then the first opener match last year in Mania with a blown ACL, MCL, meniscus. He still fucking wrestled, okay? Okay? Triple H blew his fucking quad to pieces and still finished the match. You mean to tell me that Kevin Owens, the guy who is the human crash test dummy, who will throw himself off of ladders through piles and stacks of chairs, who will drop himself headfirst backwards on a ladder, who will fly off the Tron through a table, you're telling me that guy is going to let my neck hurts stop him from doing the Mania match against Randy and finishing his story with Randy? Even if he was hurt, you think he's going to pass up Mania? He could just go and get the surgery the week after like Cody did when he freaking ripped his pec to pieces. Speaking of, Cody ripped his pec off the bone and wrestled a 30-minute Hell in a Cell match and let Seth attack the injury with kendo sticks. You think Kevin can't just surprise Randy and get surgery the next freaking week? Come on. I think it's Kevin.
All right. Toxic.
I got two. One being Carmelo Hayes, because it would be nice to see him go over at a WrestleMania. Or two, and I know Blood's already going to have... Yeah, Solo Sikoa. Put that one down.
I've got two. One, if that injury is fake, I'm going Kevin here. Because as Blood said, he's truly right. There's no possible way that Kevin Owens, of all people, misses out on Mania and just says no to it. There's no possible way. If he's comparing himself to Cody, like he has in the past, who before a Hell in a Cell match tore the pec right off the bone, came to my town for a house show right after, literally next day of Jacob Fatu breaking his ribs, like breaking Cody's ribs, he still came to my town and wrestled Shinsuke Nakamura. It's like, if it's fake, it's going to end up being Kevin. If it's not. Hey, Nick, you might want to put back on those tights. I want Nick Aldis.
That's what's up. All right, BT, who you think it's going to be?
I don't want to be the heel in this situation, but I think Mr. Blood's talking a lot of bullshit. I think Kevin is legitimately hurt and he needs a surgery because, remember, it's a neck problem. Not a lot of people we see finish the matches with broken necks, or at least from what I've seen, finish matches with broken necks. Unless it's somebody immortal other than Edge who has managed to finish a match with a broken neck. Can somebody correct me on that?
Kurt Angle won a gold medal with a broken neck.
Not the same, Blood.
But that's not a wrestling match.
Okay. That's not a wrestling match. You're right. It hurts more. But on top of that, at the same time, think about it this way. Let me put it to you this way. Edge didn't just win the World Heavyweight title with an injured neck that he could have been paralyzed with when he beat Alberto Del Rio when he had to retire. He had been wrestling with that neck injury for months, losing feeling in his fingers and arms for months, and still wrestling pay-per-views and weekly TV.
10 seconds.
Still went all the way to Mania.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I want Solo Sikoa to be the one to get his shine against Randy.
Right on. Yeah, Kevin Owens is definitely injured. As much as Mr. Blood wants to believe that this is all a swerve, bro, it's not. Kevin Owens, there's no way Kevin Owens is going to wrestle with a broken neck or whatever issues he's having. Not in 2025, sorry, bud. But, yeah, I would like to see... I would like to see Solo get a match with Randy Orton, but then I wouldn't, because there's no way Solo Sikoa is going to beat Randy Orton. Whoever it's going to be, they're just going to feed him to Randy Orton. Randy Orton is so over right now. He's on a hot streak. Whoever it is, he's going to win. I don't think it's going to be Aleister Black. I don't think you bring back Aleister Black at a WrestleMania, you know, of all places. Or maybe they do. No, because then you also don't want to bring Aleister Black and then beat him right away to Randy Orton, so that wouldn't work.
No, I have an idea.
Nope, you're done. So, fuck. I'm going to say Solo Sikoa, and because I'm feeling nice, Tommy, go ahead. I'll give you another minute before we get out of here.
You want to talk about people that broke their necks? How about the one, well, one of many men that the New Day brought up? There have been rumors, but what if he doesn't come back during the Cena and Cody match? What if Stone Cold comes back to wrestle Randy Orton?
Yeah, right. Good luck with that one. All right, you guys, that was the WrestleMania predictions for night one and night two with the Snug Wrestling Podcast. I am Edgar. I'm the host. Thank you to Mr. Blood and Tommy and BT Knight and Toxic, my lovely crew. And we will see you guys soon. Happy WrestleMania weekend. I won't be here for Friday night SmackDown because I'll be in Vegas. But until next time, you guys, we will be doing the WrestleMania review and Monday Night review or whatever the hell they got going on whenever I decide to come back from Vegas. But we will see you guys very, very soon. Have a good night, everyone.
Four letters. One word.
One word.